When the Supreme Court decided that the Constitution provides equal dignity for same-sex couples under the law, Governor Steve Beshear of Kentucky ordered all cabinets of the state's executive branch to alter all policies necessary to implement the court's decision.
I've instructed the Kentucky Department of Library and Archives to provide revised marriage license forms to our county clerks for immediate use.
However, on Monday, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis said that issuing a marriage license to a same-sex couple was in conflict with her religious beliefs and decided that rather than face a discrimination lawsuit, she would cease issuing marriage licenses to all couples within the county, both hetero and homosexual.
I can't in good conscience issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple when I know that marriage was ordained by God at the very beginning of the formation of the earth and the world as we know it. And it was ordained to be between a man and a woman.
Davis was not alone. Among others, Chris Job, County Clerk of Lawrence County and President of the Kentucky County Clerk Association, went out of the marriage business for a day until Attorney General Jack Conway and Governor Beshear clarified the matter. It is a Class A misdemeanor in Kentucky, first-degree official misconduct, if a public servant refrains from performing a duty imposed upon them by law or clearly inherent in the nature of his or her political office. Davis continues to remain defiant, however, and her actions drew protest on Tuesday morning. Rowan County, home of Morehead State University, has no shortage of millennial-aged protesters in support of marriage equality.
Being out here today is just trying to make her point that this, it's no longer a legal matter because it's not, because it's now a law.
It's because of her personal religious beliefs, which have no right to be in her government job. She's an elected official that is there to serve under oath her job, which is not to take her religion and use that against people.
I'm out here to support marriage equality because the reason that America's here is because we're known as the home of the brave and the land of the free. And if none of us can get married, then we're not free.
Karen Roberts and April Miller are two women who have been in a relationship together for 11 years. They tried to get a marriage license Tuesday morning, were denied, and joined the protest against Davis's actions.
We went in and asked for a marriage license, and the clerk at the counter went back into the county clerk's office, and then she came out and she told us that the county clerk said they are not issuing any marriage licenses, none, even for heterosexual couples. No marriage licenses are being issued, and this really isn't about
gay or straight.
Yeah, this isn't gay or straight. This is about you are an elected official and you took an oath. And in that oath, you stated that you would abide by the law.
Roberts and Miller took their complaints to County Attorney Cecil Watkins, who told them that he is waiting to hear from the Attorney General's office in Frankfort on how to proceed. Davis's actions have not been without some support from the community.
My name is Sergeant First Class Retired DJ Bushman. I'm here doing my civic duty that I teach in Army JRHC to come out here and support my community and those who need our support. So I'm here primarily to give Kim Davis my support.
Supporters of Davis applaud her for staying true to her religious convictions and to what can be described as the Christian heritage of the United States.
If it wasn't for God, this country would have never been founded. If you read your history, you'll notice that almost all the, in fact, 52 of the 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence were Christian.
Even so, protesters argue that Davis's actions amount to an infringement on their own liberties, and a petition has begun circulating online calling for her to resign.
Well, they can call for me to step down, but, I have a right to stand for what I believe, just as well as they have a right to stand out there and yell and argue and scream and send me hate emails and everything else. I have the very right, given to me through our Kentucky Bill of Rights, to not be forced to do anything against my conscience.
For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Joshua Grandison reporting.